After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 7, Bhishma answers Yudhishthir. Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Yudhishthir, after hearing Bhishma Dev speak in that appealing tone, asked him, in the presence of all the great rishis, about the essential principles of various religious duties. Upon Maharaj Yudhishthir's inquiry, Bhishma Dev first defined all the classifications of castes and orders of life in terms of the individual's qualifications. Then Bhishma systematically, in twofold divisions, described counteraction by detachment and interaction by detachment. Bhishma then explained by divisions, acts of charity, the pragmatic activities of a king, as well as the activities for salvation. Then Bhishma described the duties of women and devotees, both briefly and extensively. Then he described the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life, citing instances from history, for Bhishma was himself well acquainted with the truth. And while Bhishma Dev was describing the occupational duties, the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. This period is desired by mystics who wish to die at their will. Thereupon, that man, that great man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings, that great man who fought on thousands of battlefields and who had protected thousands of men, he thus stopped speaking and, being completely freed from all bondage, withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who now stood before him. He was four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, Bhishma was at once freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. Thus all external activities of his senses at once stopped, and Bhishma prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.